You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 01.18.2024. Current time is 06:19 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast. Morning coffee. For this 01.17.2024. Hello and good morning from the southern tier of upstate New York. Fireman Rich here, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on the Spotify for Podcasters app. And you can follow me over there on X/Twitter, at Fireman Rich. I'm also over there on Truth Social as at Fireman Rich, Blue Skies as at Fireman Rich, and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich. We also have a public Facebook page, The Real Fireman Rich, over there. And those are the four main platforms that I post on. There's a few others that I post on, but for all intents and purposes, when I post on one, it's across the board. Unless it's a football game like this past weekend when the Buffalo Bills won against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just was posting on the X/Twitter there of the ongoing game that I was watching, and it was fun as far as that goes. But we are getting our day started here with the Thursday, hashtag Wannabe Friday audio podcast. I do this Tuesdays and Thursdays, except the every other Tuesday, which coming up here on the 23rd of January, looking at my calendar, we have scheduled a Mixcloud broadcast. So we'll be doing the Mixcloud instead of the audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And I do that every other week as far as that goes. I'm back into the swing of doing that. I used to do it every Tuesday, but when I had a schedule change when I was still working, I've been retired for 9 months now for those folks that are just listening. And but when I was working at the day job, I had Mondays and Tuesdays off, so I would after working 5 days, and then I would always have the Tuesday thing that I did. Then I moved up in the ranks there, and I became one of the senior individuals on the shift, so I had to go Monday through Friday, so I shifted it to a Saturday. But now that I'm retired, I shifted it back to the Tuesday thing that I do, the Rockin' Tuesday list of songs that I present there, and that should be fun. But I do have fun doing the audio here on the audio podcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast, because audio is where I got all started. Let me go ahead and back out the intro. And I really do enjoy setting this up and get started and do the audio on the old LG Stylo 5 Android track phone with the iRig 2 plugged into the Behringer 802 that's plugged into the older than dirt iPad mini that's using the Boss Jock app, then coming back to the microphone that I'm speaking to you into. That's the workflow as far as getting this audio podcast to you all on this thing called the internet. And so I do enjoy doing the audio. And was it yesterday, I guess, when I was doing the live stream, we had a very good live stream. 2 hours I'm up to broadcasting now when I do live stream. But our good friend Jim Figgerty, as I look at the Twitch, my Twitch page, I can see off to the side that Jim Figgerty, J-I-M-F-I-G-G-E-R-T-Y, he's already up and broadcasting there, and he's been on for about an hour, coming up on 2 hours, it looks like, and he's a good guy. We were having fun yesterday. He was showing my broadcast. I was showing his on the internet, and it was fun. You'd have to see it. The replay's over there on my YouTube, Rumble channel and YouTube channel, and it's posted on social media feeds that I told you I'm at. So we had a great fun. Running a little late yesterday, getting the morning Twitch broadcast going. I do that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, preferably right around 5:45, 6 o'clock. But I didn't get started yesterday until about 6:30, about. And I'm running just a tad late on the audio, so I'm sort of lagging. I think it's the weather. I just sleep in a little bit and wake up at 5 minutes to five and getting started and getting things set up. It just I'm not as quick as I used to be, I guess. I don't know if that's – it could be a sign of being lazy, so I got to get my butt in gear. But we are we are enjoying doing it nonetheless. We had a great fun yesterday. We did not do our morning walk, the missus and me, because it was too cold. It was like with the wind chill factor, even without the wind chill. Well, that was on the Celsius side. It was negative. But we started out with 8 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday. This morning, we are looking at a temperature of, what's up on the clock there? 17 degrees. 17 degrees Fahrenheit, which that's one of the tabs I forgot to bring up here. 70 degrees Fahrenheit to centigrade is, we're at -8 degrees Celsius. So we're still cold. We're going to play it by ear whether we go out, because even though that temperature, 17, it's not really well, when you factor in the wind, I guess what I'm getting to is the wind chill factor, that it could be 17, 18 now, but it may feel like it's 8 and even lower degrees Fahrenheit, depending on the winds. The winds aren't that bad right now. They're out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. But unlike yesterday, we had a full clear day yesterday, despite the cold. It was blue skies all day long. Today, we're going to have some overcast, a few flurries or snow showers possible. Our high is 29 degrees Fahrenheit. And it looks like going into the weekend tomorrow, we could have another inch and a half of snow. We'll see how that comes in. It's supposed to come in tomorrow at, what's it say, about this time. So we'll keep tabs on that. And going into the weekend, 17, 25. Then it starts getting a little higher. Monday, it's 37 degrees projected, 38 for Tuesday, 41, 45, 42, and 40. So starting next Monday, we're going to be up in the 40s. So that's fine with me. Because with this cold that we experienced yesterday, I can say we're in winter for sure, folks. We're in winter. Let's see. Our world times and temperatures as I speak in Honolulu, Hawaii at 1:27 a.m. We got clear skies there in Honolulu at 68 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, it's clear skies there too at 4:27 currently in the morning, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, they were pretty cold yesterday, but they're up at 21 degrees Fahrenheit at 5:27 a.m. this morning, the Windy City, and cloudy skies. And in New York City at 6:27 a.m., it is clear skies with some cloudiness, 24 degrees Fahrenheit. Across the pond in Cork, the pond meaning the Atlantic Ocean, over in Cork, Ireland, 11:27 a.m. currently. It's sunny skies, 34 degrees Fahrenheit there. In Milan, Italy, they've got cloudy skies there at 12:27, 40 degrees Fahrenheit there. And in Kuala Lumpur, we at 7:27 in the early evening, currently there, sunny and clear, 83 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Tokyo, Japan, at 8:28 p.m. in their evening, it's clear skies with some cloudiness, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And down there in Melbourne, Australia, where the Australian Open is, I see, is being played. And there's a girl from Buffalo, New York, that's carrying a, I got to find out what her name is, but she is from Buffalo. There was an interview. They were talking about the Buffalo Bills, and she watched it over there at 8:30 in the morning this past weekend. So she's saying, "Go Bills Mafia!" But at Melbourne at 10:28 p.m., clear skies and cloudy, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And sliding over to Sydney, Australia, to the east of Melbourne at 10:28 p.m. in their evening. Clear skies, 74 degrees Fahrenheit. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And we do have a, what's this on my Twitter? Okay, there we go. Let's see, what's this one? I think I'll favor that one. That's our friend up in Toronto, Michael Bathurst, sent us a picture, tagged us in a picture. It looks like it's of Toronto, and that's Lake Erie. That a sled. Oh, the lake is, oh, wow. The lake has ice over it. There's a team of 8 sled dogs pulling a sled with a guy in yellow trousers across the lake. You got to be careful of that lake. You could fall in. You don't want that to happen. So we're saying good morning to our good friend Michael Bathurst. It's up there in Toronto. And the folks that he tagged on the particular post there that he did. But we do have a thought for the day. Our thought for the day comes from a gentleman from a long time ago. Is there a date on when this guy was around? No, but it has to have been way back in the time. That is Confucius, born Kong Quinn, was a Chinese philosopher of the spring and autumn, which pretty soon we're going to be getting to spring. Oh, let me back up on the weather here. Speaking of spring, the sun. I forgot to tell what the sun rose. The sun rose this morning at 7:31 a.m., which is going to be in another hour and 1 minute. And the sun will be setting at 5:02. We gained another minute of sunshine. 5:02 p.m. later this evening. And Confucius reminding me of spring because of he is the philosopher of the spring and autumn period, who is traditionally considered the pagan of Chinese sages. Confucius teaches and Confucius's teachings and philosophy underpin Eastern Asian culture and society and remains an influence across China and East Asia to this day. And I like saying things about Confucius because he has some smart words. Confucius, a Chinese philosopher, and his quote and our thought for the day is choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life, which is true. I guess I look back at the jobs that I had. Sometimes doing those jobs became a real pain in the ass, but when I looked at it on a great scheme of things, I think they were pretty decent. They were. I had more fun than. I don't know, jobs nowadays, you have to work. You have to work, and, you know, what else is to do? Sit on, like, a bump in the log? You got to work and be productive. That's what work is all about. And it pays to get a paycheck, too. It pays the bills. It helps pay the bills. But you have to be happy with your work, or at least content to where you're providing for yourself and your family, and as far as that goes. So choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life, in a matter of speaking, up in your mind, so to speak. So let's see. So there's our thought for the day, and let's see, for our national day today, we have Get to Know Your Consumer Day. Okay, that's for those salespeople. National Michigan Day. Didn't they have Michigan Day? When Michigan State won the national championship, that's their day. let's see, we'll throw Michigan Day in the trash bin with all the other states' day. Let's see, National Thoris's Day? Nah. It's a boring book. National Peking Duck. I don't think I've ever had duck. I think I had it once. I didn't really care for it. We're going to go with this one. This is a good one. National Winnie the Pooh Day. National Winnie the Pooh Day on January 18th commemorates the author A.A. Minin's birthday in 1882. He brought the adorable honey-loving bear to life in his stories, while he also featured his son, Christopher Robin. Hashtag Winnie the Pooh Day. There we go. And I guess Winnie the Pooh, along with Mickey Mouse, now are they're not copyrighted anymore. So as far as that goes. Let's see, an interesting story. Let's see. I'm going to sort of I couldn't really find one in the queue, so I got some local articles here we're going to talk about. And let me see if I can get to them here. The first one is, this is interesting, I found. Best Buy removes specific items from all New York stores here in New York State. It used to be the main reason people shopped at Best Buy, but now the stores are removing these one popular items from all their shelves. Ooh, that's interesting. Let's see. For years, people have been predicting the demise of Best Buy, and we're wondering how long it's going to last, you know. The store nickname, I like this nickname, Amazon Showroom, and I can say I've used it for an Amazon showroom, has defied the odds, continuing to survive in a world where electronics are cheaper and easy to purchase online. And I've done that. I've gone into the Best Buy to see what they have, and nine times out of ten, I buy it from Amazon. While some customers admit to browsing Best Buy's aisles, which I just did, I confessed, and ultimately make their purchase on their phones through Amazon, I usually wait till I get home and I get on here on the PC. There is obviously still enough people buying items at the retail store to keep the doors open, which they are. There's people that do shop there. In an effort to keep up with the times, Best Buy has begun to scrap less popular items to make more room in its stores for hot-selling products. This has resulted in some tough decisions that include getting rid of the main reason people originally flocked to Best Buy. Shelves are gone. Once popular items no longer for sale at Best Buy. So what are those? You could probably find some when you go into the mall. You don't see these stores that sell this one or two particular items. But if you stroll in Best Buy, you're going to notice that entire rows and aisles are missing from the front of the store. Upon, if you look around and see, you suddenly realize that the store had gotten rid of all of its DVD and Blu-rays. Where's the only place you could find Blu-rays and DVDs now? You can't find them in the so-called malls anymore, those stores. And do you even play DVDs? For music, I got some on the computer shelf here. I don't do that anymore. Or Blu-rays. I've got some some movies on DVD. And even, that's DVDs and Blu-rays. But even music, the CDs, they're no longer the CD stores. The only place you can find these is probably over in Best Buy, or not Best Buy, Walmart, that's across the street from a Best Buy. It turns out that the store is strategically getting rid of physical media businesses. In a world where everyone is digitally streaming movies as well as music, it apparently no longer sees any use of selling discs at its retail locations. This past October, a spokesman from Best Buy stated that they plan to eliminate DVDs and Blu-rays from all of its stores and websites after the 2023 holidays. So we're through that. So they're gone. To state the obvious, the way we watch movies and TV shows, it's much different today than a decade ago. And it's true. I watch Netflix. I don't go out and get the movie. I don't even go to the movies anymore. I wait till it comes on Netflix or on TV there. Making this change gives us more space and opportunity to bring our customers new and innovative tech for them to explore, discovering, and enjoy. Much like the compact disc, the decision appears to be the beginning of the end of physical movies. Walmart now sells almost half of all DVDs and Blu-rays discs purchased in the United States. How long the retail giant plans to continue making them available? That's, I don't know. They're still there. I was in a Walmart just last week, and I did see them there. Both DVDs, Blu-rays, and CDs for music. At least for now, Best Buy says it has no plans to stop selling physical copies of video games, another medium that has begun to go completely digital. So, you know, you go to Best Buy, it's not there. You're sure to find it online, going to Amazon, eBay, even Walmart online. So, and Best Buy, they're starting to move a lot of these. Well, you won't be able to find DVDs and stuff, but, you know, these big box stores, they do have an online presence now. And Walmart was smart into getting there early, right behind Amazon, Amazon being the giant, of course. So there's an interesting news article as far as for the New York State area. We do have some history here. Let's see. On the history side, we have, let's see, back in, yeah, A.A. Milne, the English author of the famous Winnie the Pooh children's books, was born today, so happy birthday. Let's see, Eugene Ely landed an aircraft on a ship for the first time in history back in 1911, the early stages of an aircraft carrier. The Paris Peace Conference opened in Versailles following the end of World War I, where diplomats from 32 countries and nations created the League of Nations, as well as the five peace treaties with Germany and her allies in 1919. And it was just before, well, before World War II, the League of Nations folded. On this day in 1964, the Beatles made their U.S. chart debut when I Want to Hold Your Hand became the fastest breaking single in Capitol record histories and spent several weeks at number one. That was 1964. And as we go down the list here, on this day, January 18th, 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook reached the present-day Hawaiian Islands, which he named the Sandwich Islands. Sandwich Islands, okay. Let's see, in 1975 on this day, the sitcom comedy The Jeffersons, a spinoff from All in the Family, premiered on CBS TV. And let's see, 2000, well, that's it. I do have something here from one of the local television channels here, Fox 40 out of Vestal, New York. And it's the 100 years ago today, examining various subjects. This is 100 years ago as of January 17th. I usually present this over on my live streaming broadcast, so I'm going to present the audio for January 17th, which was yesterday. So here we go. 100 years ago today, 100 years ago as of January 17th, 2024, which was yesterday. Here we go. Enjoy.
Years ago today, Exterminator, Willis Sharp Kilmer's champion racehorse, is on his way to Tijuana, Mexico, where he will be entered in several races. Binghamton's population of school-aged children has nearly doubled over the last few years, with the largest population being in the first ward. Construction of the new City National Bank at Court and Washington Streets is moving along. When it's completed this summer, Binghamton will have one of the finest banking buildings in the country. Johnson City is reporting an outbreak of intestinal grip. Doctors say that the best remedy for this sickness is large doses of castor oil. And finally, January 16th, 1924, in an Endicott Johnson Maternity Hospital, Town of Maine resident Betty Welch was born. Yesterday, she celebrated her 100th birthday. Happy birthday, Betty.
Okay, that was 100 years ago yesterday. And castor oil, I don't think I've ever tasted castor oil, just the sound of it. And seeing people who have tried it, I guess it's something that would not be to my liking, I guess. But I guess that was the medicine of the day. So there's it is. It's from Fox 40, a local news channel. I have nothing to do with Fox 40. Or the previous article came from the WNBF channel there, as far as that goes, news article. I have nothing to do with that, full disclosure, as far as that goes. It just, those are two interesting web pages I go to daily that have interesting things to see what's going on as far as that goes. We are coming up this weekend with some divisional round playoffs for the NFL, and we're getting down to the nitty gritty. And I guess I could make my picks. Let's see, Texas, this will be Saturday at 4:30. Texas goes to Baltimore to play the Baltimore Ravens. I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens to win that one, Baltimore. Let's see, we'll pick that one. I think the Ravens, they're probably in the best position to win it all. They're the strongest right now and the healthiest, I guess you could say. They've had a bye week. It'll be interesting to see how they play. But the Texans, they can be a disruptor. They were surprised everyone when they won last week against the Browns, which I think they were favored to win. I picked the Browns. So that should be a good football game. And then 8:15 game is against the Green Bay Packers, going in there to San Francisco. Green Bay Packers surprised everybody beating the Cowboys. The Cowboys organization is in disarray. They might be, I'm thinking, Bill, and I made this prediction on our good friend Tony D's broadcast here on Twitch, Bell King's Fantasy Football, that he broadcasts on Sundays at 10:30, which will be going until the Super Bowl. Then it'll be the end of season two. But I predict on that broadcast this past Sunday, and I'll predict now that Belichick will be going to the Dallas Cowboys. You heard it first here. I think he already interviewed for the Atlanta Falcons, I heard. So he is interviewing, and I've got a good take on that. When he said goodbye to Mr. Kraft, he said, in so many words, it'll be nice to in the near future when I come back here for a visit. In what capacity? Probably as a football coach on another team. But the Packers and San Francisco 49ers, I'm going to be picking the 49ers on that game. I think the 49ers and Baltimore are probably the two teams that will probably primarily be in the Super Bowl. The next game, let's see, on Sunday at 3:00, it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which they won their game against the Eagles, who are another team that was expected to be a strong team, but they're imploding and they're out. So the Buccaneers move on to play the Detroit Lions, and Detroit Lions are on fire. And I think the Buccaneers, I think they're going to find their match. So I'm picking the Lions to win that one. And then the big game will be Sunday at 6:30 up there in Orchard Park, Buffalo. Instead of the Bills going to play the Chiefs for the divisional round, the Chiefs are coming to Buffalo, and they'll probably be dug out of the snow a little bit more. They won this past weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which Pittsburgh put up a good fight, I have to say. The final score was 31-17. Bills, as long as they don't give the ball up and cough it up, pick sixes and all that, I think they have a good chance. Josh Allen is playing really good. So I'm picking the Bills in that one. Last week I was 50-50. There was a total of six games. I won three and I lost three. Hopefully I do a little bit better with just four games. So this weekend will be the divisional, and then next weekend will be the conference championship. And then Sunday the 28th, and then it's February 11th will be the Super Bowl. What is February 11th? February 11th is, oh, it's a Sunday. Yeah, okay, that's right. So there we have it for the football. And in NBA basketball, I did stay up late last night. I was watching this game. I fell asleep to it. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 127-110. And let's see, did the Knicks played last night. They beat the Rockets. And this game was on last night. Cavaliers beat the Bucks, but they've had some people that are playing. And the Celtics last night beat the San Antonio Spurs 117-98. And I don't see the Nets. Oh, the Nets are down here. They lost to the Trailblazers. So there's basketball. I'm trying to get into the basketball thing here as far as that goes. And just to get in tune because the standings right now, the Celtics are first in their division, and then over in the other division, Timberwolves are number one in their division. So I'm keeping tabs, and I'm trying to watch a little, but if I watch it out there in the living room and I lay down on that couch, I'm out after the first commercial as far as that goes. All right, folks, we're just clicking up here at 30 minutes, so we're right on time here, which is good. So we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here as far as that goes and get our day started. Refresh our cup of coffee, which we're almost out of here, and see what the day brings on this hashtag Wannabe Friday, as far as that goes. But I want to say thank you for all those that are listening to the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's greatly appreciated. We see the numbers. The numbers are good. We're up there between 15 and 20, which I do like, and as far as averaging, and that's a good, comfortable audience for me to be talking to, and I greatly appreciate it. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. And because you're taking a little bit of your time to listen to this knucklehead, as I like to say, and I find that very interesting, and so you find some value in that, and I really appreciate the listens. So but we're going to go ahead and get our day going. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app, and to know where I'm at, again, I just at Fireman Rich, just Google it, or else look at the links that are on the show notes to this broadcast on the podcasters.spotify.com page that I have, that you probably click the link to get here anyway, but those are the places where I'm at. So you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks. Ciao for now, too.